hope that we start to see it as this investment that we should do just based on the returns instead of thinking about this as like an expensive cost.
That was Scott Santens of the Income to Support All Foundation speaking with KBOO contributor David Rosenberg about a remarkable program out of Flint, Michigan called RX Kids. It gives expectant mothers $1,500 while they're pregnant and $500 a month for the first year of their child's life. You've been listening to KBOO News In Depth. I'm Lisa Loving. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
Journey through lush songs and soundscapes teeming with life during the Garden of the Heart. Each episode explores the ways that music carries our emotions. Explore the garden every second Friday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. The Garden of the Heart is a bilingual program in English and Spanish that offers a mix of music that spans multiple genres, languages, and styles. The host is Zoe.
This is Cesar Chavez. You're listening to KBOO, listener-sponsored radio.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Labor Radio of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm your host, Jamie Partridge. Tonight we're talking with postdoc researchers up at the Oregon Health and Sciences University who are struggling for a first contract. And we're at a rally where we're going to hear from speakers and do a little interview. So we're here talking with Lucy. What's your last name?
Darmusée.
And you are a postdoc researcher here at the Oregon Health and Sciences University.
Yes.
And we're out here at a rally for a fair first contract. Is that right?
It is. Exactly.
So why are you out here today?
So for multiple reasons. The main one is that OHSU is refusing to bargain with us on any of our economical proposal until mediation. So their first counter was a full status quo counter, so zero cost for them, and did not offer us anything else than that and refused to until mediation. So mediation will start April 16th, and until now we just waiting, and they are literally refusing to talk to us.
So how long have you been negotiating for this first contract?
So we started in September 2023. So 6 months more. I don't even know. It's been too long.
Well, so tell me about what are the main issues that the postdoc researchers are struggling for, trying to get?
Yes, so we are a group of about 52% internationals. So one of our main thing is...
Oh, so you are an international.
I am.
And where are you from and what kind of work do you do?
I'm from France. And here I'm doing cancer research. I work on leukemias. So...
52%.
52% of internationals. So one of our main big one is international rights, where we are asking for HSU to fully pay our visa, because it's not the case right now. We still have some to do out of pocket, plus all the traveling fee to go through the embassy and all that. So
where's your embassy?
For me, it's in Paris.
Oh, my God.
And I don't live in Paris when I'm in France, so I had to pay to go there. I had to pay for the fee at the embassy, which is adding up just to come here. And then they also refusing to reimburse any travel for visa renewal, which is also a big thing for us. So, and also refusing to give us any time off, pay time off for that specifically. So that's one thing. The second one is PTO, where we currently have between 40% and 60% less PTO time than anyone else at OHSU for no apparent reasons. And they're refusing to count for anything else than our 10-day vacation and 12-day sick time.
So do you get do you end up working off the clock, like more hours than you get paid for?
Yes. We don't count our hours, so it's one thing to know about postdoc. If they need to come in the weekend, they will. If they need to come during vacation and work more during their vacation time, they will. So we're almost always, there's almost always a postdoc somewhere in the campus, and we're not like fully compensated for that. Our pay are currently at the NIH minimum, so it's a federal minimum, knowing that Portland is actually 24% above cost of living adjustment than the federal. We're actually losing money compared to someone else, anywhere, somewhere else in the U.S. So that's kind of a problem. So we are asking for cost of living adjustment. We also are asking for just an increase in salary, in wages, because how to say that? Sorry. So
you're having a hard time paying the rent.
Sometimes, yes. For me, at least, was not paying the rent. But for example, I have a lot of medical bills because I have long COVID, and I had to ask my parents to help me out. This is not okay. When you have a PhD and you're like 30 plus years old, it kind of feels wrong to have to ask.
And here we are at a hospital, university, and you're ending up paying medical bills.
Yes, I do. So that's one of the things we're asking for, so a general pay increase. This is also a national discussion to have a general pay increase for all postdocs, because we are severely underpaid for our jobs. And even the NIH know that. There have been a report coming up in December where they are asking for a overall pay increase from the NIH themselves. So.
And so this is like when people think of like medical doctors, they get out of medical school and then they have like an internship and a residency before they actually have a real career. And you're like, you've got your PhD, but you haven't got a real job. It's like you're...
It's not, no. It is, postdoc is a real job, but it's kind of...
How long do you get to do this, this work?
So this is kind of the first job you have in academia. If I was in industry, I would have like a full true job. Here it's thought of as a transition position to get us to our next step, which would be in academia having your own lab.
Oh, okay.
But it's still a real job. Like a transition is between 1 year and like sometimes 5-6 years. So it's not a real transition. We are actually doing the work. We're the one training people in the lab, the younger, the students, the young RAs. We're the one in the labs doing the actual experiments. We are the one having ideas. We have to take care of our own project fully. So we're actually doing the job. It's not like a fake position or an internship. It's an actual position.
So are you actually also publishing?
Yes, we do. We are publishing mostly first author papers because we're the one taking care of our own project. So usually you have 1, 2, 3 papers when you come out of your postdoc. So we're doing the research. We're bringing the money. Some of us are actually self-funded, where they got grants from the NIH or from nonprofits. So it's a position that's actually like fairly important in lab.
Yeah, it sounds kind of precarious, too.
Yes.
Like, not much job security, which is, I suppose, why you decided to unionize.
Yes.
And are there other postdoc unions at other universities or big hospitals like this in the other parts of the country? And
yes,
they have unions and they've been able to get contracts. And
yes,
what have they been able to win?
Yeah. So, for example, the oldest one is at the UC system. They are at their like third or fourth contract, something like that. So they've been around for a long time, and they're the biggest one because they have a lot of people. There is also one at University of Washington. There is four or five different ones in New York, depending on where they are, their university is. And they got to win quite big stuff. Like, some people got a good raise in New York. For example, down in California, they pay up to $10,000 more than us.
And what about the international folks?
They do have some rights. Some universities do pay for the fees that we're asking OHSU to pay for from their contract. That's one big thing. Some do have at least partial reimbursement for international travel for renewals. So what we're asking exists somewhere else. It doesn't come from our heads.
Well, yeah, and I remember when the university, I guess it was it graduate students that were on strike maybe a year ago, and a lot of focus on international students and yeah, having the support to be able to deal with all this craziness with visas and all that.
That would be great.
What about supports like childcare or housing or that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is that part of what you're asking for?
We are asking for a emergency funds for parents because we know that it can be a really difficult thing. We also asking for all postdoc to be paid kind of on the same way because some of us are stipended and some of us are employees, which makes that you can lose part of your benefits, which not great, especially if you want to have a kid or become parents or you are actually a parent. So that's part also of what we're asking for.
And so now you've been at the table since September, and you're about to go into mediation because they're not moving.
Not moving at all.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And here they are in the process of merging with Legacy.
Yes.
And are putting up like $1 billion
uh-huh.
for that, but they don't have any money for postdocs.
No.
Wow. So you're out here today. What are you hoping to accomplish?
We're hoping for OHSU to see that we're here, we won't leave until they give us at least something, at least respect will be good, because honestly, it feels extremely disrespectful from them to be like no on everything without even thinking about it. We did ask them direct question at the table, like, why do you refuse like more vacation for us? And most of the time their answer were, we don't know, it's been like that historically. And we don't think that's a good answer, and we think that it's extremely disrespectful for them. So at least respect would be good. That would be like the bare minimum. But a little bit more, and for them to do like a few steps in our direction so we can actually negotiate would be what we try to achieve here.
Really? So how many members are there in your what's it called? What's the name of the union again?
Postdoc Worker United.
Postdoc Workers United. How many members?
So we don't have members yet because we don't have our first contract, but we are 240 postdoc, and when we did our card authorization, we got more than 66% in 3 weeks. So we know that we have the support.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, but what's so strange is that you're organizing with AFSCME, right? AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, has thousands of workers up here in other parts of the university, and the Oregon Nurses Association does as well. And you would think that this administration would have some experience negotiating with unions.
They do.
It's the same people that are negotiating with you.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, even AFSCME told us that they've never seen that. Especially at OHSU, and they don't know what's going on and why they clearly are refusing anything that we ask for. Even the stuff that would be zero cost to them. So,
So are you all threatening to strike?
We hope to avoid it, but if we have to, we will. We are currently fundraising for a strike hardship fund because we don't have dues yet, so we need some help from outside, but we're getting ready if we have to.
Sophia! All right. Well, it wouldn't be the first strike up here. I've walked the picket line a few times. So what can our listeners do to help? You mentioned a strike fund, or how can they find out about what's going on?
So we have a petition ongoing, also a public petition ongoing, and a strike fund, and everything's going to be up in our social media very soon and on our our website too. We are Postdoc United on X and Instagram, and everything's going to be up tonight if I think about it.
So it's, say again what the name is so people can find it.
Yeah, it's postdoc.united.
Postdoc.united. PostdocS.united. Yes. Wonderful. And thank you very much. I'm talking with, again,
Lucie Darmusée.
Thank you, Lucie.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, this is Labor Radio, KBOO Portland. You've been listening to a rally for the postdoc researchers at the Oregon Health and Sciences University who are in struggle for a first union contract.
I'm going to ask you all to come up a little bit closer. We got this huge gap in pay, but we also have a huge gap between the stage and the let's get comfy, okay? All right. So, we got some great guest speakers here for you. First, we have Cam Collier, who is an RA in cancer bio. An extraordinary organizer for the Research Workers United. Let's hear it for Cam.
Spring day in soggy Portland, Oregon. Okay, we're all lucky we're not getting soaked right now. But anyway, welcome to rally season, everybody. Make some noise. Excellent. You know, this is clearly a momentous time for OHSU's research labor movement. 2 years ago, being at the table negotiating our working conditions with OHSU was a pipe dream for research workers and postdocs. So we need to really celebrate that time. Like, this is a time that is going to be tough for us. This is a time full of struggle and strife. But equally, we have built power. We built a community that didn't exist before, and that deserves celebration. Give it up for yourselves. Give it up for yourselves. A year ago, we celebrated the start of the postdoc car campaign. And they pulled it together super quickly, and then they came together and started bargaining with OHSU. I mean, it's been a really momentous time, and it's had an incredible amount of energy to it. 1 year later, where has that gotten us? It's still gotten us to the bargaining table, and I know that right now feels demoralizing, but there's so much energy to still hold together. 1 year later, OHSU is stonewalling Postdoc Workers United economic DEI or international worker proposals with little to no justification. I mean, really, when people walk in to the bargaining table and put down their proposals on the table, OHSU strikes it down without second thought. That lets us know that they told the bargaining team to just ignore. Disrespectful. OHSU doesn't believe in this power, okay? They don't believe in the power that we've built here, and they don't believe in the community that we've established, okay? Because when they're issuing that kind of directive, it lets you know that they think we're gonna take that kind of abuse, we're gonna take that kind of
bullshit.
Complacency. That's what I said. That's what I said. It's BS. You're gonna take it lying down. Are you gonna take it lying down?
No!
Hell no, you're not gonna take it lying down. Let me tell you a quick story. Management says that salary increases aren't possible for postdocs because it would be a strain on grants. Let me boil your blood really quick. 1 year ago, research workers saw immediate unilateral top-down pay increases up to 15% for research workers. That's nearly 2,000 people across campus, and that came out of grants. So what do you think is going on right now? Postdoc workers can't have money coming out of grants. They can't have pay raises coming out of grants. That sounds, I'm smelling something. It smells like some BS to me. Okay. Do you think that's right?
No.
It's not right. Listen, the immediate nature of the decision that OHSU made a year ago for research workers lets us know that those immediate financial decisions as it pertains to research workers are possible. And further, that purchases of hospital systems of $1 billion across town, that those kind of investments in people, places, and things are possible. OHSU has indicated that its strength comes from teaching research and clinical capacities, and that the financing that continued growth in those areas requires ongoing investment in people. That purchase of legacy indicates to me that you're not the people that they want to invest in. That indicates to me you're not worth it. Certain research leaders, like Peter Barr Gillespie, says that OHSU needs to simply secure more NIH funding when our PIs are already working overtime in their offices trying to secure NIH funding. Other OHSU leaders say to take resources that we have and stretch them further into more science. Do more with less. Do more with less. Disrespectful. Yeah. Disrespectful. Listen, OHSU does make those big ticket investments, but they're not making it in you because you're not worth it to them. Whoa. And you can show us as many Excel graphs in a research town hall that you want to. The main message is that you have a portfolio. You're not willing to invest in us. You can show us as many Excel graphs as you want. Break out those Excel graphs.
Shame.
Listen, researchers are not taken into account for OHSU's growth strategy. Okay? And let's do a little quick thought experiment. OHSU says that currently the expenses in the research department exceed revenue, and that to grow research, we need to recruit more faculty and grow our research programs. Let's say a year from now, 2 years from now, the expenses finally decline a bit. The revenue catches up. Do you think you're gonna get a slice of that pie?
No!
I said, do you think you're gonna get a slice of that pie?
No!
Hell no, you're not getting a slice of that pie. Listen, OHSU's unions do get a slice of that pie, but only when they stand up and fight for it. Because when we fight, we win. I said when we fight,
we win.
And when we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
Yeah. OHSU can no longer skimp on its investments in the research workforce, okay? OHSU needs to take us into account with the present and future financial planning. When?
Now!
When?
Now!
When?
Now!
OHSU does not see the momentum and the strength of this movement, but y'all coming out here today and showing the strength and force of this community indicates beyond a doubt that they have underestimated you. They have underestimated you, and they need to take you into account. Listen, postdocs are a critical part of the research mission here at OHSU. And if it happens to be that postdocs have to, you know, leave lab for an indeterminate amount of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Do it! Yeah. That would really bring the research mission to a halt. The research mission that OHSU touts as one of its primary reasons for existence, okay? Yeah. Listen, researchers will get a slice if you stand and fight, because when we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
Respect research.
Respect research.
Respect research.
Respect research.
Respect research.
Respect research.
I'm out.
Gotti has been around the block for a long time. Was the treasurer and the second president of Graduate Researchers United, and is on your bargaining team, postdocs. Pronouns he, him. Does virology research that OHSU profits off of. Can we get an amen? Scotty.
It's so good to see all you guys here. It can be demoralizing at the bargaining table to just be six people, and it is fantastic to see a crowd like this. I'm so glad everybody came. I'm gonna start by telling you what you already know. Postdocs, along with our graduate researcher and research worker colleagues, make research happen at OHSU. We all design and execute the experiments, we write the papers, and often the grants that have brought OHSU $600 million of research funding and incalculable amounts of prestige. We're a group of scientists who have spent 5, 6, 7 years becoming experts in our fields and have brought that expertise to the cause of publicly funded research. Science not for profit, but to advance biomedical knowledge and to bolster human health. This is a type of science that is in crisis, both nationally and at OHSU, as the gap between how a postdoctoral scientist is supported in academia versus how they're supported outside of academia and the private sector becomes a gaping chasm. Without a major change in how postdoc benefits, wages, and basic workplace protections, the postdoctoral population will continue to shrink at OHSU and in the national climate, to the great detriment of both academic science and OHSU's ability to do any research at all. Despite all this, OHSU has shown nothing but contempt for postdocs at the bargaining table. The position of management could not be clearer. They have enjoyed spending $0, I repeat, $0 of institutional funding on postdocs, and they intend to continue to do so. No. So I want to also be extremely clear. This is a choice. OHSU wants to paint this as an inevitability. The money comes from grants, so the status quo has to become the status quo. Nothing can ever change. Other institutions have made a different choice. The entire UC system, the UW system, they all make significantly more than the NIH minima. And then other institutions like the Fred Hunt make even more than that, 70, 80, 90K for a starting salary postdoc. This is what OHSU is competing against, and this is why OHSU will continue to hemorrhage postdocs if they choose to change nothing. OHSU itself has made different choices in other scenarios. After just 5 bargaining sessions with the police association, they agreed to an 18% pay raise over 3 years. That's not the same as $0 for postdocs. It's incredibly clear that OHSU does not value our labor, and they think they can continue to jerk us around. But I'm looking at all of you who came here today, and I know that that's not true. Any wins that we are able to get at the bargaining table as your bargaining team are going to happen because people like you, you all showed up for us and showed OHSU that you will not stand for this. And you will do this, and with your help, we will show them that that is not the case, and that we are stronger than their pettiness and their greed because we care about each other and we care about our science, and we will stand together and we will win. Yeah!
That Chief Research Officer, VP, told us at the table that he values our work. He values postdocs. He thinks that the work that they do has made his lab much better. He's made a career off of the work that you do. And I hope that's a message that you're hearing from these people today. Your work has value. From the APU, Advanced Practitioner Union, What is an APP? It's an advanced practice provider. Talking about nurse practitioners, physician assistants. We all know one. We've all been treated by one. So, Jenny B. from APU. Let's hear it up.
Fund the mission. Right? So my name's Jenny Bavacqua. I'm a member of the newly formed union, as Mark just mentioned, of the Advanced Practice Providers at OHSU. Our union is powered by nurse practitioners and physician associates, they're now called physician associates, that work on the front lines of primary care and specialty clinics in the hospital, across all specialties, the emergency department, ICUs, and so much more. We are here today in full support of the postdocs in their efforts to bargain a fair contract with OHSU. We have dreams of a mega union one day where the unions are the top dog, right? And OHSU answers to us. Right? So about 20 years ago, OHSU made the shift to take our public institution to not only the best tertiary hospital system for the region, but also to make it a biomedical research powerhouse. I was here, I remember the conversations. In Oregon, we want to find the cure for cancer and save lives, right? Yeah. We want to develop an HIV vaccine and save lives. Yeah. We want to do all the miraculous work that you are doing. We want to be able to proceed with that. You all, these PhD researchers, are the ones who are powering our change into a biomedical research powerhouse and developing these novel therapies to the benefit of the public. Because remember, OHSU is a public institution. It is supposed to be a nonprofit that is here to serve the public sector, not shareholders, not private corporations.
That's right.
Right? These PhD researchers, all of you, could leave this noble project and go work in the private sector for more money. With OHSU refusing to budge on reasonable requests like a cost of living adjustment or paying for visas that would cost a drop in the bucket, they are bargaining all right. But I would argue that they are making a Faustian bargain. They seem to be signaling that they are willing to trade short-term gains for long-term losses that will not benefit the public. My hope is to see OHSU support the postdocs, all of you, so that the people who power this